A complete radio episode based on the characters and action pictures of the same name that appear in the Comic Weekly. Under the leadership of Jim and his friend Colonel Sing Lee of the Chinese Army, a small but expert group of United Nations guerrilla fighters has played havoc with the Japs in British Malaya. But when Jim's closest friend, Kolu, was included in a Jap roundup of native volunteer labor, Jim and Sing Lee, together with the American-raised young Chinese, Tom Sun, were too far from the rest of their unit to send for help. Jim effected a daring plan which enabled Kolu to escape and which inspired the native slave laborers to turn on their Jap oppressors. Jim is well aware that the Japs will take revenge on the defenseless village nearby, and so, just after sundown, he's waiting for Kolu and Sing Lee's report on the villagers' reaction to his warning.
Here I am, Kolu.
Son Jim, move it to the right, Sing Lee.
Right here by these manga trees.
Yes, very good. I could do with a manga or two, if only to mislead my unsuspecting stomach.
Well, help yourself, Sing. They're not quite ripe yet, but...
My stomach will never know the difference. Hang on too soon, we shall be the recipients of more bitter fruit.
Yes, the Japs must be organized by now. They'll be coming over this ridge pretty soon.
Plan Jim wise not to go in village with us. This fellow's very hungry.
Can't say I blame him, Kolo.
We should have got nowhere if some of their men had not returned.
The men agreed with us.
Of course. The Japanese have only one penalty for those who revolt against them.
Look. Village room is beginning to burn now.
Yes, and it won't take long for those huts to become ashes. What about their livestock?
There was no time to consider them.
Too bad to leave them behind for the Japs.
Yes, but the villagers themselves must be as far downriver as possible before the Japanese arrive.
Japs no take long when them see fires.
How long do you hope to hold them off, Jim?
Depends on how many they send, Sing.
Jim send plenty to one.
Well, it's our job to hold them off as long as we can. Give those villagers a chance to reach safety.
Our own men cannot possibly reach us before midnight.
6 hours from now.
Can we send them off that long, Jim?
Kind of a tall order, Sing. Just the three of us, a Tommy gun, a rifle, and a pistol.
By and by, what does use for ammunition?
Yeah, Colo. What? We've got enough for maybe 5 rounds. After that, I...
Here them come.
They have seen the village fires.
Well, get set for them. We're short of everything else, so cross your fingers and hope we're long on luck. Before the night's over, we're going to need it.
Three men crouch in the jungle darkness, awaiting the onslaught of untold numbers of the enemy. We'll see in just a moment whether Jungle Jim's good luck holds out. Right now, I want to remind you of the Comic Weekly. They're the funnies that bring you the Lone Ranger, Prince Valiant, Flash Gordon, the Phantom, Buzz Sawyer, over 2 dozen of your favorite features. They make Sunday morning adventure time, for the full-color picture stories in the Comic Weekly are a never-failing source of reading pleasure. 15 million grown-ups and youngsters all over the country look forward to the thrilling exploits and daring deeds of their Comic Weekly favorites. And the Comic Weekly's all-star cast never lets them down. So why not let the Comic Weekly add to your own Sunday pleasure? It comes with 15 of the nation's leading Sunday papers from coast to coast, so your dealer is bound to have it. You'll find the figure of Puck and the name The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. Now, back to the steaming jungles of Malaya and Jungle Jim.
Something screwy here. Those Japs haven't made a move for almost an hour. Hey, where are you going, Cole?
Take look-see from top of ridge.
Okay, but watch yourself now.
Maybe so much better than me watch Jap fellas.
Sing, I can't understand their strategy. Why don't they move in for the slaughter?
Your own modesty becloud your comprehension, Jim.
Huh?
Consider the problem from the Japanese point of view.
Well, I am. They can see the fires in the village, so
no,
I...
No, they can see the fires through, but they also know that we are somewhere nearby.
You sure?
They have no way of knowing how strong our force is. And after what we did to their airfield...
Maybe you're right.
If they thought the villagers were alone, they would have exterminated them long ago.
Wait, that may be...
Ranjin.
Oh, it's Kolo.
Any sign of Japanese activity in the valley beyond the ridge, Kolo?
No, no sign, nothing. Except in campfire across valley.
What? Campfire?
True, Ranjin.
But that's insane, what...
Those shots prove it is no Japanese campfire.
You told the villagers to set their huts on fire and head downriver, didn't you?
Course, Tuan. Villagers no go inland. Japs that way.
It could it possibly be our own men?
Don't see how, Sing. They know the Japs are sprinkled all over this part of Malacca. They never show themselves with a fire.
Crazy thing. Maybe so. Better us find out.
No, we'd better stay right here by this grazing pasture. The animals will warn us if the Japs start coming.
And when they do come, it will be good to have the animals between ourselves and the Japanese.
Think maybe Japs they choose not to fight.
You know better than that, Kolo. They'll come all right. But in their own way and at their own time.
How long should it take the villagers to reach their nearest friends, Kolo?
Traveling with women and baby kids take longer.
Yeah, but how long?
Maybe so 6 hours.
6 hours. About midnight, then.
Why, Sing?
If we can hold out till then, our purpose will be accomplished, and we can slip away.
You mean if Tom's son brings the others back by then?
I mean in any case.
But, Sing, they won't know...
May as well face it, Jim. Our men may never reach us. To get to the river here means breaking through the Japanese lines.
I know all that, but we can't run out of them.
One Jim cuts right, Singy.
You do not understand, either of you. Am I not as anxious to rejoin our friends as you are?
You're not sound at
all. Is not Tom's son my nephew, my own blood? And Misha, I have known.
Well, then.
We are guerrilla fighters, Jim. Our job is to strike suddenly and with no warning, then to run, to disappear. We cannot make a stand. We cannot stay and fight, ever.
Well... You're in charge, Colonel Singley.
Now, please. It is not a question of rank. It is a question of being right or wrong.
And sometimes the reasonable thing isn't the right thing.
Wait. Animals restless.
Japs are coming in. Want the grand thing?
No, keep it. I have my revolver.
Don't shoot unless you have to. Especially that Tommy gun, Kolo.
Understand, son.
And keep down. Otherwise, the fires in the village will backlight us. And give them perfect silhouettes to shoot at.
Would it not be wisdom to spread out?
Okay, Sing. Shoot, and then guard our way to another position.
Exactly. Keep them confused as long as we can.
Right across the pasture, see him?
Too far for Tommy gun one.
Yes. Just let me make sure it's...
There. Under that Jackson tree, reloading his rifle.
Yeah, I see him.
Steady, twin.
Good shot, Jim.
Now spread out. Meet back here if nothing happens.
Go! Look out! Between those two coconut trees!
Okay. Hey. They went back down the ridge.
Cindy,
I am coming.
I don't get this at all. What made him quit and run?
It is not impossible to imagine, Jim. They sent a scouting force ahead to see how strong we were and to report.
In other words, they'll be back any minute.
In full strength, no doubt.
Look, Twan.
What?
In village. Come in this way.
Two of them. Okay, Kolo. That Tommy gun...
Wait. Hold your fire, Kolo.
Huh?
Those men are not Japanese.
Oh!
Misha. Oh, I didn't recognize them, but over that way.
They have not seen us.
Him be waving. Look like Sergeant Mack been with him.
I didn't think they could get here before midnight.
Here, Misha. By the manga tree.
Ah, that is good. Got Bajivayate, Singley. Ah, you ancient.
You hear him, Jim. Now my indigestion will return. I am with Misha once more.
How'd you fellas get here so soon? We didn't think you could make it before midnight.
We'd already started by the time we met Tom's son.
We'll be notice now.
They think in canoes at the river for us.
We cannot leave yet. The villagers have not had time to reach safety.
You've been funny people, Singh. Minute ago, you say us not to wait for best friends.
Our purpose is to help the villagers, Tolo. How did you get through the Japanese lines, Michel?
We are using old Tracy. Light campfires to make Japs curious. While they are looking, we are walking past them.
Oh, so that's what that campfire meant.
Tell him what that Jap captain said, Michel.
Jap captain?
Sir, Michel's no college professor, a little Japanese I know. They are not sure how big is the force they are fighting.
You were right, Sam.
Are you positive, Michel?
Positive, yes. Ikonin Kataki, the Jap captain is saying. What means this, wise one?
It means how many of the enemy?
Sir, and Shirimasen was the answer.
Shirimasen? That means I don't know. So?
Them find out soon enough. Them come back, us be slaughtered like animals.
Wait a minute. Like animals? That gives me an idea. Help me rig up some torches, all of you. Gather some of these dead twigs on the ground here and anything else that'll burn for a few minutes. I think we can pull something on these monkeys that'll keep them busy till all of us are out of the way. That's it, Mike. Right across his back.
This poor thing's the goat in more ways than one, Jim.
And the chaps will slaughter all these animals anyway. Nothing we do can stop them.
There are torches on nearly every animal, Jim. Suppose you explain your idea.
Oh, I don't take credit for it, Singh. I read about it in Latin class years ago.
Are you kidding?
No, sir, Mac. A brilliant Roman general, Caesar maybe, fooled his enemy by tying torches on some animals just as we're doing.
Oh.
Well, Kolo, the Japs aren't sure of our strength. Okay, we drive the animals over the ridge there. The Japs see the torches and think, well, what should they expect them to think? While they're finding out it's just a trick, why, we evaporate.
I see. Obviously worth trying. Light the torches, Michel.
Hurry! The Japs are standing the wrong part, it sounds like.
Ready over here, Jim.
Okay, Singh. How are you doing, Kolo?
Good, friend. Ready.
Sure the tethers have all been cut?
Yeah. Everything's
fine. Bobby gun. This will start them.
There they go.
Regular pocket-sized stampede.
Come on. Let's get to those canoes and head downriver before they catch on to us.
Jap captain is saying they might send for help to garrison up river. They are sending for help to fight helpless animals.
Hey, wait a minute, monsieur. Wait a minute. Did you say there are more Japs up river?
I'm not saying this. Jap captain is saying it. Kawa kami ni. Near Tsingui.
That is right.
So the place for us to go is downriver, right?
No, Mac. We came here to make trouble for the Japs.
Correct, my friend. And to do it,
we've got to go where they're strongest. We didn't come here to play it safe. We came here looking for trouble. And up this river is the place we'll find it.
Every Sunday, the Comic Weekly brings you still other adventures with Jungle Jim. And in millions of American homes just like yours, millions of folks just like you find that Sunday breakfast is extra special when you add to your enjoyment with the Comic Weekly. For whether it's thrills and adventure you want, or just plain chuckles, you find them all in the full-color pages of the Comic Weekly. 15 of the nation's outstanding Sunday papers are distributors of the Comic Weekly. One of them brings it to this city. So ask for that paper every Sunday. See for yourself why the Comic Weekly is America's favorite funnies. And join us again next week for another radio adventure with Jungle Jim. Picture.